From KLW in San Francisco, this is Liner Notes. I'm Max Jacobs. Let's hear it. The owner of that voice you hear in the background is San Francisco singer, songwriter, banjo player, Kelly McFarlane. I'm Max Jacobs, and this is Liner Notes. We're going to hear some more of her music this hour, and she's going to play us some of the records that have inspired her. Raised in Atlanta, Georgia, Kelly originally trained in classical vocal styles, but decided she was ultimately more interested in writing her own songs. So she bought a banjo at her neighborhood pawn shop, threw it in her car, and drove west. And it was once in San Francisco that her other musical education began. She quickly gained a following at the Hotel Utah's open mic nights, playing Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston covers on banjo, a combination nobody had really heard before.
But the Whitney Houston song in particular, I feel like, has like all of the components of a really good country song, and it kind of fits, you know, it just turned out to fit really well with that instrumentation. And, but it does definitely, like, it's got a special place in my heart for, like, first times in San Francisco playing music in front of a crowd.
That's just one of many songs we're going to hear later in the show. Stay with us. But first, let's turn it back up for the end of her song, The Hustle, off her second album, Ridge Line. Don't be mad, you know you do it to yourself. And don't be sad, you don't think about everybody else. It's not so bad, you're just a shadow of yourself. Get your shit together now, it's about time that you were leaving. You gotta get out there and make something of your time. I got a little bit left that you keep having. Cause I'm so tired of thinking about the ways I spend it. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? I spend it all day. Spend it all. Welcome back to Liner Notes on KLW. I'm Max Jacobs. We just heard The Hustle by my guest, Kelly McFarlane, who I want to welcome onto the show.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us here. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to jump right into it, and I wanted to ask for you to pick a song for us, something from early on that was inspirational to you, either just made you want to listen to more music or just something that that stuck out. So what do you want to play?
I'm going to play a Michael Jackson song that I just have a really strong memory of listening to as a really, really young child. I mean, in like kindergarten, when Bad came out, was like a really exciting moment for the family. We would listen to it. And I remember dancing around to this song and just really, really loving it. So I'm going to play the way You Make Me Feel.
All right. Is there anything we should listen for as we hear this song?
I guess the reason I picked it is just because I have this really distinct memory of being really excited about bringing the copy of Michael Jackson's Bad into kindergarten for show and tell, and having my teachers be like, "No, we're not gonna play that." And I was kind of devastated because I was really excited to kind of, you know, to show it, to show and tell. But
like, this is important.
Like, this is the coolest thing that I have. But I guess, I don't know, it's hard for me to remember, you know, what I was listening to when I was that young, but I can remember that specific album and that specific song, so I felt like it was important to just, you know, start it off from the very beginning.
It's Liner Notes on KLW. I'm Max Jacobs. This Michael Jackson song was chosen by my guest, musician Kelly McFarling, one of the first songs she can remember connecting with as a kid. Before we hear some more of her inspirational picks, let's hear another one of her songs. This track, Midwinter Night, was released as a winter single in 2013 for Pandora. It's a folk song, but I think you can definitely hear the pop influence in there, however subtle. Listen as the drums ramp up halfway through the song.
Feel it in my bones.
That was Midwinter Night by Kelly McFarlane, my guest on Liner Notes. I'm Max Jacobs. Let's tune back into our interview. Well, I want to play another song of yours, and this is the first song off of your debut album, Distractible Child. And the song's called Atlanta, and it's about your hometown, where you're from, as we mentioned before. So I was wondering if we can play this in conjunction with something that reminds you of home, something you associate with home. Sure. Either it's from a musician from Georgia or just something that you just think home.
Yeah. Well, I chose for that situation, I chose the Allman Brothers, and the song is Midnight Rider. It's really tough for me to choose a song from them because the Allman Brothers were being played a lot growing up, I remember, because my father's a really big Allman Brothers fan. And, you know, they became really big in Georgia. And, yeah, so I want to play the Midnight Rider, but it's Greg's version. It's kind of the slower, like, more bluesy version, just because I kind of prefer that version. But, But yeah, I mean, it was really hard for me to choose between that one and Melissa, Sweet Melissa, and...
But it was always Allman Brothers.
But it was always Allman Brothers. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Stepping stones steeped in pastoral pollution, and I keep I keep leaving, but the night is wide open and the bottle.
Max Jacobs, and this is Liner Notes. I'm sitting here with San Francisco musician Kelly McFarling, and she's been playing us some of her favorite music, and we're hearing some of hers. So we were calling that the home set because, you know, that was, you had the song Atlanta from where you're from, and then you picked something that reminded you of home. Mm-hmm. And then at the last minute, you're like, okay, we actually have to play Outkast.
Yeah.
So what is Outkast? Where does that come into home in Atlanta? I know they're a native band.
Yeah. Well, I guess just growing up in Atlanta, I listened to a lot of Outkast, and I think, you know, probably because we had a lot of hometown pride because they were coming out of, you know, where we were living. And, you know, there's, you know, writing music that was about a lot of the places that we were, you know, surrounded by and hanging out in. And I guess, as I was telling you, it's kind of... when you turn 16 and you start driving, you know, in Atlanta, at least, like, there's a lot of culture that kind of is surrounded by driving culture. And what you're listening to is what you're listening to while you're driving. And we were listening to a lot of Outkast. And that particular song, I remember, was on a mix that that an old boyfriend gave to me. And it was, I remember just being, like, thinking it was just, like, the most, like, beautiful love song. Just that it was, like... you know, it's just funny to kind of look back on it, but I do love Outkast, and I do associate them with my hometown, so I had to throw it in there last minute. I was just like, we can't get out of the hometown set without an Outkast song, so I had to get in there.
Oh yes, I love her like Egyptian. Want a description, my royal highness. So many pluses when I bust that can't be no modest. Went from yelling crickets and crows, bitches and hoes to queen things. Over the years I've been up on my toes, and yes, I sing things like Kilroy, chill boy, because them folks might think you soft talking like that. Man, with those niggas I'm going off and coming right back like boomerangs when you throw 'em. With these old ghetto poems, think it is better form when they can let they throw 'em. Down from hitchhiking and biting niggas into the temple they call the body. Now everybody got it, had it, talked about it amongst their friends. Coming around my
crew looking jazzy, wanna pretend like you Miss Goody. Faux shoes, even bow new that you got coached. Like acupuncture patients while our nation is a broke, straight sinking. I hate thinking that these the future mamas of our chillin'. Up in a different nigga every time they get the feeling too. I'm willing to go the extra kilo. Need it just to see my senorita get her pillow. On the side of my bed where no good ever stayed. House and doctor was the games we used to play, but now it's real jazzy, bear. What up, you was a player, real player, not no flop. Having the very best of life, lobster steak and Perignon. Smoking an ounce a weekend every single day with personal freaknik. Tricking these hoes in polo clothes, life as you conceived it. But your conception, deception. Looking into your eyes, I see your weapon and it's depressing. They're digging up in your thighs, leaving deposits, keeping your closets open. Knocking your boots and jaws, hoping to get you strong like bell bars. Steadily calling me Antoine, cause you thinking that you my lady. Bitch, don't play me cause you're janky. I wanted to hit that ass with me and a goodie, we got danky. So thank thee, you wanted that southern plagiaristic game. You was the only one to blame, a nigga don't even know your name, it's a shame. You cocking them up and then I got a nigga like Tupac up. I'm leaving these clothes to be the flowers and wait, don't get me. See, I gotta be feeding my daughter, teach her to be that natural woman. She'll be waiting to exhale while you other hoes be dumb and dumb.
The black on black lack no star. When it's attention so that no one knows who us are. Talk bad about her nigga, guaranteed to snap like bra. Straps sticking together like grandma and grandpa pa. In this doggy dog world. Kitty cats be scratching on my furry coat to curl. Up with me and my bowl of kibbles and bits I want to Earl. Cause most of the girls that we was liking in high school now they dyking.
Having no mercy for the disrespect their ones. Some be hanging around the crew looking for funds. Dumb, deaf and fine. They be asking me all about mine, how she doing, how she be. I know she sipping that wine behind my back. They squawk like vultures, off and on that trends of cultures, baby. Hey, he faking it like they sculptured nails. But they can go to hell and lay with Lucifer, cause they burn it anyway. Big boy user and abuser.
Jazzy Bell by Outkast is the song in the background. A track from 1996, chosen by singer and songwriter Kelly McFarling, my guest on Liner Notes. I'm Max Jacobs, and I want to remind you to check out our show page for more info about Kelly's music and about this show. Go to klw.org. I wanted to play another song of yours, which the song is FNYC, and for me personally, I think of this really as an uplifting song. This is... you know, there's sort of a long part of the chorus that I always thought of as like a moving forward. I hear this and I'm like, okay, if I'm stuck in a rut or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, that was something that sort of pushed me forward. So I'm wondering if there's something that has the same effect on you at any point in your life, maybe now or maybe in the past.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's so many songs that I could think of for that kind of topic of uplifting and moving forward. And, you know, a lot of songs, a lot of my songs, I feel like, are written about transitions, because when you're in moments of transition, I think is when, you know, things start to come up and creativity is kind of stirred. But I've been listening to this woman a lot in recent years. Her name is Carrie Ann Hurst, and she has this song called The Hardest Thing. And, off of her solo album called Lions and Lambs, but it's just a really great song about kind of, you know, even though things are really, if the thing that you're doing is hard, you know, but it's also the most important thing to you, then it doesn't really matter. You just do it. At least that's kind of how I interpret mm-hmm. the song.
Were you thinking about, did you have that song in mind at all when you were writing FNYC, or was that really just a personal experience?
Well, when I wrote FNYC, I hadn't heard the song, The Hardest Thing, yet. So I guess it wasn't even in my vernacular, but it kind of, I don't know, I guess it kind of has a little bit of the same sentiment, because when I wrote FNYC, it was actually the very first song that I ever wrote, which is kind of just just for the record, just before you listen to it, it was the first one. But you know, I was writing it as kind of an experiment because I didn't really know what I was doing in San Francisco, and I was kind of having all of these, you know, just feeling like a very, you know, foundationless ground. And I wrote this song kind of in that moment of just like, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Should I be doing this? Should I be trying to write music? And also all my friends were moving to New York City, and I was like, come on. But yeah, so I guess it's kind of in the same vein of just like, you know, even if your dreams are kind of hard, they're a good thing to go after.
Mm-hmm. Well, it came out certainly as that uplifting type song, at least for me, even if it wasn't originally intended. So cool. So let's hear that song first, and then we're going to hear The Hardest Thing.
With this alone, and Now I wonder if the rest of my whole life is gonna feel like leaving home. You can't dwell on what went wrong, 'cause nothing ever did. I'm just stuck here trying to ride. All this fish in a lie. Keep it simple and keep it straight and keep moving forward. Keep having faith and just let it happen. Believe it will. But what if I am missing you?
You're listening to Liner Notes on KLW. I'm Max Jacobs, and we just heard Carrie Ann Hurst's song, The Hardest Thing, following FNYC by my guest Kelly McFarlane. I kind of want to delve into your songwriting and something that has inspired your music in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And so you picked a Gillian Welch song for us. Is this something that is more musical or more lyrical in terms of how it influenced your music?
I would say that it's more musical. When I graduated from college in 2005, I was really kind of looking for a musical outlet because I was doing a lot of music in school. And when you graduate from college and all of a sudden I didn't have this infrastructure set up around me to be doing music all the time. So that period of time, the music that I was listening to in that period of time was really formative and influential. And I was listening to a lot of Gillian Welch, and this song in particular, I loved the way that the banjo sounded on it. I just really loved that kind of, like, I just thought it was so groovy, and the tone of it is just really nostalgic. And I just loved the female, the vocals that she does with the banjo together. That combination was just awesome to me. It's kind of blew my mind. I'd never really heard that before, and it was a really influential moment for me to decide that I wanted to actually get a banjo and use the banjo as kind of the background to my songwriting, because, you know, I played guitar a little bit, but, you know, that was kind of really well-worn territory. So I was really inspired by the banjo sounds off of this record, which was Hell Among the Yearlings. And
So what song do you want to play for us?
I want to play the song My First Lover.
All right, well, let's hear it. Liner Notes, I'm Max Jacobs. My First Lover by Gillian Welch is playing in the background, a song chosen by my guest, SF musician Kelly McFarlane. This is one of the records that made her want to pick up a banjo. Let's finish this one out, and then go into one of the songs off Kelly's latest album, Ridgeline. It's called This Change.
Thank you.
bed, keeping some things closed, but I keep mostly open. Spend enough time in the back room in the red lights with my bad friends, and I wanna have a good time. I wanna make it last. Wanna walk through the garden slowly. I wanna get all the work done fast, and I want you to know that I am afraid of this change. Of this change.
We're back on KLW San Francisco. I'm Max Jacobs, and this is Liner Notes. We just heard This Change by Kelly McFarling, who has been joining me for this past hour to play some of the music that has helped shape her music. Let's hear the end of our conversation. So, you know, we have time just for a couple more songs on the show, and I figured you are sort of famous, and early on you became famous for doing some of these cover songs. You know, and it's a little bit off genre, I think it's safe to say. Is that fair?
Yeah.
So this is a Whitney Houston cover. Yeah. And, I would think anyone listening, it's no surprise that that's something you would cover after we've heard Outkast, we heard Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to play something San Francisco as well. So we're going to go out on these two notes. Tell us what you want to play that is sort of, that you think is really, really shows off San Francisco at its best.
Well, I wanted to play a song by Casey Johansson, and this song is just one of my favorite songs, and it's called Angel Island, and it's just this really beautiful, it's just a really beautiful San Francisco song to me. since moving here, it's kind of been like a montage song for me, but it's also just kind of has some really beautiful San Francisco imagery. And Casey, I'm a big fan of hers. She's just a really amazing songwriter. And
you guys kind of run in the same circles.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, musical community, I guess, in San Francisco. But I think some of the stuff that Casey's doing right now, especially, is just really impressive and really just next level. And this is a song off of her album Many Seasons, and she recently came out with an album called Grand Ghosts that's also really amazing, but this is a song called Angel Island off of Many Seasons.
Great. And you know, before we hear it, I just sort of want to ask you, because we're playing a San Francisco song, and this Whitney Houston song, does this just sort of take you back to playing those first you know, those first open mic shows at the Hotel Utah?
Sure, yeah. I mean, when I was first doing that, a lot of my issue was that I didn't have a lot of material because I hadn't written anything until I moved to San Francisco. And so I was kind of pulling out songs that that I just really liked and covering them. And it's like you can cover a lot of things with a banjo and it sounds really different. But the Whitney Houston song in particular, I feel like has like all of the components of a really good country song, and it kind of fits... You know, it just turned out to fit really well with that instrumentation, and but it does definitely, like, it's got a special place in my heart for like first times in San Francisco playing music in front of a crowd. So,
well, we're gonna go out on a San Francisco note. We're gonna hear "Angel Island" by Casey Johansson and "I Want to Dance with Somebody," the Whitney Houston song by Kelly McFarlane. So, Kelly, I just want to say thanks for playing some songs for us.
Well, thank you. This has been really fun. I've, you know, learned a lot about myself. It's been really good.
Kelly McFarlane has a show coming up later this month at Awaken Cafe in Oakland on March 27th. You can find a link to that and more information about her music, as well as our show, at kalw.org. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you'll consider tuning in next week for a new artist, a new set of records, and a new story. It's Liner Notes. Oh,
next in London town, with San Francisco in your eyes. I know I'll see you somehow, maybe next in London town, with San Francisco. I don't remember this town before you came. Don't remember anything about this town before you came. Now things will never, ever, ever, ever.
Feel the heat with somebody, yeah.